It was a great frustration to me in my former institution that several of my colleagues seemed always to ascribe the difficulties we were having in coming to some central purpose in our diversity as being due to the operation of some malevolent force out there. They were doing it to us. The Gestaltists have a sound word for us here when they counsel us to own who we are, not who someone else is. They ask us to stop saying, "My stomach is upset," and say straight out, "I'm upset." They counsel us to stop saying, "People don't trust others," and say straight out, "I don't trust other people." Using I, owning who we are, can transform alienated experience into owned experience, and that brings truth within. Finally, inward truth comes by being who we are. A king once asked Confucius advice on what to do about the large number of thieves. Confucius answered, "If you, sir, were not covetous, although you should reward them to do so, they would not steal." If a flaw in the world is to be remedied to those of us who seek to model ourselves as servants, the process of change starts not out there, in here, in the servant. It starts in our being, in being who we are, with both inward and outward integrity. A wise teacher of meditation wrote, "Irrigators guide the water, fletchers straighten arrows, carpenters bend wood, the wise shape themselves." Not, I believe, in a morbid or grim or joyless way, but with a willingness to risk being who we are, to expose our clumsiness and our mistakes, knowing that the God who desires truth in the inward being extends to us as we are His grace and calls us to become His people. Will you stand with me for the benediction? May the God who has called you to this place of preparation confirm the rightness of your presence here, strengthen your minds and hearts for the tasks you face today, be present with you in deep joy. In the name of Christ, we pray.